Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 392 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. Yesterday morning, Russia attacked the Kyiv region with Shahed drones, reports Interfax Ukraine. At least 8 people have been killed in an attack on a dormitory buildings in the city of Rzhishchev, Kyiv Oblast. 4 people are likely to be trapped under the rubble. The 4th and 5th floors of 2 dormitories and 1 academic building belonging to a vocational school were partially destroyed as a result of the Russian attack. Later in the day, Russia conducted a missile attack on the city of Zaporizhia, reports Ukrainska Pravda. The Russian forces launched 6 missiles, and one of them struck 2 apartment blocks standing next to each other. At least 33 people were injured and 1 person killed. There are 3 children among the injured. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky, in his evening video address, assured that Ukraine will certainly respond to every attack on its cities. Every Russian murderer should understand that an arrest warrant is the best thing that can happen to them, stressed Zelensky. The president of Ukraine yesterday visited front lines near the city of Bakhmut, Donetsk Oblast. There he presented state awards to Ukrainian warriors, paid a visit to the wounded, thanked the doctors and nurses. It is distressing to look at the cities of Donbas, to which Russia has brought terrible suffering and ruin. The almost constant hourly air alert siren in Kramatorsk, the constant threat of shelling, the constant threat to life, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Later, the General Staff of Ukraine informed that the fiercest battles continue in the southern and northern parts of Bakhmut, and Russia continues to advance on Avdiivka and Marinka, Donetsk region. In the afternoon, the president traveled to the city of Kharkiv that borders Russia. He stressed the importance of the city's and region's defense. Zelensky also presented the city with a special award, a ribbon for the city's flag, to represent the title of a hero city that Kharkiv received for its bravery against the Russian invaders. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Russian military has demothballed the T-54-55 medium tanks and started sending them from Russia's Far East to the combat zone in Ukraine, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Investigators of the conflict intelligence team have obtained photographs of a train transporting military vehicles from Russia's Far East. The earliest T-54 series tanks were adopted by the Soviet Army back in mid to late 40s, and the T-55 series entered service in 1958. The experts point out that even an outdated tank is more useful than no tank at all, but at the same time, these models lack some very important features – rangefinders, ballistic computers, fire control systems. They have primitive sights and an inferior gun stabilization system. The experts also analyzed free-access satellite imagery of the storage base in Russia's Far East. The image shows open military equipment storage areas and hangars. The conflict intelligence team established that between July and October 2022, at least 191 tanks had left the base, most likely T-62s. In reality, this number can be much higher, since the most combat-ready vehicles are typically stored in special hangars and it is impossible to spot their shipment based on satellite imagery. The investigators state that the deployment and use of T-62 tanks of the Russian armed forces during the current invasion has been documented since summer 2022, but it is the first recorded instance of T-54-55 tanks being brought back into service. The experts believe that it is a sign that Russia has serious problems in supplying its armed forces with military equipment. According to the results of a survey by the Bertelsmann Foundation, 61% of citizens of 7 European Union countries support the supply of weapons to Ukraine to fight against the Russian aggressor, reports European Pravda. The highest level of support is in Poland, 86%, the lowest in Italy, 47%. In most of the countries in which citizens were surveyed, support for the supply of arms to Ukraine is in the range between 59 and 67%. Germany 59%, Belgium 60%, Spain 64%, France 65%, the Netherlands 67%. At the same time, Ukraine's accession to the EU in the coming years gained the support of 65% of respondents. The most friendly attitude towards Ukraine's accession to the EU is in Poland and Spain, where 81 and 80% of respondents respectively are in favor of it. In Germany, only 54% of respondents believe that Ukraine can become a member of the EU in the coming years. In the rest of the surveyed countries, support for Ukraine's accession is between 60 and 70%. Thank you for listening. The Highlights from Ukraine is an uncommercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.